The Springboks are on their way to Twickenham again for a rugby test match later this year. But it's not England we'll be facing. Instead, Argentina. Don't worry, in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I explain why we are playing Los Pumas in London, how it came about, and I'll also confirm the latest 2025 Springbok fixture list for you at the end of the episode. So it's going to be Argentina versus South Africa on the 4th of October at Twickenham in London. This will be the final match of this year's Rugby Championship. It's also going to be the first time the Boks and Pumas face each other on neutral turf in the Rugby Championship. But not the first time a match in this competition has been played at a neutral venue. The Argentines actually faced Australia at Twickenham in the 2016 Rugby Championship, and this marks the third time in as many years that the South Africans will play a neutral opponent at Twickenham. It's fast becoming a home away from home for us. 2 years ago, we destroyed the All Blacks 35-7 at the home of rugby. And then last year, we smashed Wales 41-13. Both of those matches were for the Qatar Airways Cup. There's not been any word yet on whether or not there's going to be a 2025 Qatar Airways Cup. I really hope that there will be. But don't forget how many South Africans live in London. Now, what could make this match particularly exciting is that it will be the last match of the Rugby Championship. Australia and New Zealand would have played each other earlier in the day, and there's a good chance that the outcome of this Springboks versus Argentina match could determine the winner of the competition. Now, you might be wondering why the South Americans are hosting their home match in London. I'm going to give you one guess. Money. It's always about the money. But this is not a negative thing. It's the same reason we have played the Qatar Airways Cup match in London in the last two seasons. So this is how it works. There's already a TV rights deal in place. So years in advance, Sanzar sits down with SuperSport and whoever else, Sky, for example, in New Zealand, as well as Sky in the UK, and they flesh out a deal for TV rights. SuperSport, for example, will own the rights for Africa, Sky in New Zealand, Sky in the UK, and so on and so forth. In some cases, these television companies might sublet the rights to other channels in their region. SuperSport has done this with SABC in the past, for example. So what that looks like is the match is on SuperSport, but you can also watch it on SABC, and SABC has paid SuperSport to get the rights in order to make that happen. That's roughly how it works. So unless the rights to this match, Springboks Argentina at Twickenham, are going to be sublet, there isn't really additional revenue to be made in that regard. But where the Argentina Rugby Union, or Union Argentina de Rugby, will benefit is from the stadium match day revenue. We're talking about the difference between a 40,000-seater and an 82,000-capacity venue. Twice as many people, and believe me when I tell you, the ticket price is going to be double too. So that's at least 4x in terms of match day income. So it makes perfect sense. Some will say it's also a way to promote the sport, but I don't really agree with that assumption. It's like taking a big one-off tennis match to Wimbledon. Are you really promoting the sport? Are you really reaching out to new audiences? The people there already love the sport. If you want to branch out, play the match at the Cowboys Stadium in Dallas. Now that would be something. If you're not an American football fan, the Cowboys Stadium is actually called the AT&T Stadium for sponsorship reasons. Officially, that is where the Dallas Cowboys NFL team plays their home games. I guess to an extent, it might promote the rugby championship a little bit in the Northern Hemisphere. And as mentioned previously, it also gives the thousands, or is that millions, of South Africans in London an opportunity to see the Springboks. Given that expat community, Argentina are actually sacrificing home ground advantage here, if you ask me. It's their home game, but it's going to feel like an away game, which it obviously is, but the crowd are going to be behind the Springboks predominantly, not Los Pumas. Oh well. For what it's worth, I've heard that the ticket prices are starting at around £55. So that's about 1,000 rand for a ticket. That's about double the price, isn't it? Except obviously All Blacks matches. I know what the ticket prices for those were last year at Ellis Park and Newlands. Okay, so let's quickly recap the Springboks Rugby Championship fixtures for you. The Boks kick off their title defence with back-to-back tests against Australia in South Africa on Saturday 16 and 23 August. Then the World Champions travel to New Zealand for two matches against the All Blacks in Auckland and Wellington on the 6th and 13th of September, respectively. That'll be followed by a home test against Argentina on the 27th of September. And then we finish off with this Twickenham test against the Pumas. The venues for the Boks home test matches have not yet been announced. And neither have the venues for our July tests. But I can at least confirm the dates for you. Italy on the 5th and 12th of July. And then on the 19th of July, we host Georgia. So what's your take on playing matches at neutral venues? Would you like to see more of it? Or maybe you're strongly against it. Maybe you live in London and can't wait to see the Springboks in action. My sister actually lives in that part of the world, and she very excitedly bought tickets to watch the Boks play the All Blacks 2 years ago, and wasn't that worth the entrance fee? Let me know what you think in the comments section down below. And just quickly before I go, I want to tell you about my Patreon page. I would love it if you would head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. There are great benefits for patrons. For example, you can win yourself movie tickets, Springbok match tickets, Springbok merchandise. You can also get a quarterly Zoom call with me. I might even write you an ebook on your favorite Springbok player. It all depends on what tier you select. It starts at $5. It then goes up to 10, 25, 50, and 100. Let's call the $100 option the Elon Musk option, okay? But it's up to you. I would be very, very grateful if you would. Why do I want you to do that? Because I would love to do this channel full time. I know that you love this channel. I know you want to support me, and I'd be very, very grateful if you did that. And if we can make it happen, guys, I'm going to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the World Cup for you with daily coverage from Down Under. But I'm asking you to help me to make it happen. And I will speak to you next time.